Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Danny Cannell bringing it down for us. I think a lot of dog fans feel that way. When are we going to see him? We're not sure. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Find us on social media, guys. At Mike Bell ATL, I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Derek Schiller, CEO of our Braves, is going to stop by. Braves getting ready for the NLCS. Who are we playing? We're not sure. That will be determined tonight, and we'll talk more about that in 20 minutes as Derek stops by, giving us the rundown on Braves, tickets, and much more. But, Mike, right now, let's talk some dogs.
And Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It is brought to you by our friends at Brightbox.
Yeah, man, Brightbox, B-R-I-T-E, brightboxelectrical.com for the ultimate man cave. You can call them today, guys. We'll have everything installed for you in time for the weekend for college or pro, plus home security and mo. Go to brightboxelectrical.com.
All right, now Anna Marie is going to join us, and Anna, we're going to have some fun here because I'm sure you've heard this before, but I was asking Chris, our producer, I said, so her name is Terulo, and he said, yeah, and I said, like Jason Derulo, and he said, yeah, so I was like, oh. Anna Marie Terulo!
Thank you so much, what an intro. Yeah, I get that all the time. It spells very differently, but, you know, it's a good thing to have. Sometimes I tell people it's my cousin, but he's not.
No, because normally we go like Anna Maria Terulo, Carl. Oh! You know what I mean? Like, you know, the Italian thing. You know.
So
the Italian thing, that's right. I liked that. Yep. I hope you did it with a hand gesture, too.
Of course we did. Yep. Hey, of course we did. All right, let's talk about this Kentucky team. I know Kentucky fans are fired up. I know, and they have every reason to be. I mean, the team's unbeaten. They're doing so many things right. Coach Stoops has been amazing. And Anna Marie, by the way, is a part of Big Blue Tonight, guys, if you're wondering, and you can check that out. But what makes this Kentucky team special in your mind? What is it that they've been doing so well?
By the way, I'm a Georgia grad, but lifelong Kentucky fan, so you got the right girl on your show today.
There you go. So what do you – wait. Well, hold on. What are you doing on Saturday? Are you wearing, like, half Georgia, half Kentucky?
Even when I went to UGA, I wore blue when Kentucky was in town. I can't help it. It's my identity. I'm loyal.
Right. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Nobody's judging you. I went to Florida State. I'll be at the Georgia game wearing Georgia colors. You do you. You do you.
Identify with what you want. So what's going right with this team was the question?
Yes.
I think it started this summer when Liam Cohen really got in there to put his new offense in. There was just a different buzz around the team. There was a lot of excitement. And they've always been definitely great defensively. That's always something that they've really mastered. So I think it was finally time to just get the offense in check. And now, you know, they pass the ball. They have the ability to do that, and it opens up your run game more. There's just so many more options now on offense. And then, you know, Chris Rodriguez, he leads the SEC in rushing. Their number one receiver, Wandale, leads the SEC in receiving yards. And I think Will Levis is a pretty dynamic quarterback. He's got a great arm. I think he's a great leader. I asked Liam Cohen before the start of the season, I said, what made him your guy? What made you, you know, go after him when he was at Penn State, and he said he's just a smart guy, really cerebral guy. So I think they're finally clicking on all cylinders here. If you would have asked me that question a couple games ago before their offense really got it going, I probably just would have talked about defense right there. But offense seems to be really taking that turn for the better.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Anna Maria Tarullo joins us here, guys, talking about Chris Rodriguez from McDonough, went to Ola High School. And I think, Carl, I looked it up. He was 64th at that running back class that year. That's the year Zamir White came out, who's playing for Georgia. Does he have a chip on his shoulder that Georgia, that's, we were led to believe, he's a little upset. He wants some payback against UGA this weekend.
I mean, I'm going to let y'all think that. I don't know. I haven't heard that. But, hey, if that gives him some motivation, I'll tell him y'all were talking smack on this radio show today.
Well, we do a little bit of that. Every now and then, we do a little bit of
He's
that.
He's coming, Carl, and hell's coming with Chris Rodriguez this weekend.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
right.
Well, so he's got 768 yards. He's averaging 128 a game, guys, all right? That leads the league as far as SEC is concerned, and he's popping off 6.4 yards a carry. So is this more about the Kentucky offensive line?
Mm-hmm. That's a big, big, big part of it. And I would say Georgia hasn't – defense is unbelievable, but I don't think they've faced a line like Kentucky's. Mm. You've got Darian Kennard at left tackle, an All-American. The O-line is just what Kentucky does. It's the big blue wall. And I think that absolutely paves the way for Chris Rodriguez. And, you know – Liam Cohen even uses Rodriguez in an interesting way. You know, he's gotten him some receptions. But the numbers that Rodriguez has put up, especially with only putting up like 46 yards against Chattanooga, it's pretty incredible that he's still atop of that board.
Yeah, we talked about Mark Stoops, and he seems like he's built a program. And I'm not trying to, you know, downplay Kentucky, Anna Maria, but the reality, obviously, is when you're competing against so many elite programs in the SEC, if you could put a 9 or 10-win season together once every 3 or 4 years, you'd be king in Lexington, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Why would you ever leave? You're playing in the SEC, but the expectations aren't through the roof. Now that they've started winning a little bit, I don't know, check back with me. That might change, but I don't foresee him leaving. And just, I remember the beginning of this season, we were all giving our predictions for the schedule. And I and a couple of the people said 10-2. And people thought we were crazy, like we had three heads. I think it's still sometimes unbelievable that they could have a 10-win season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, even if they come up short against Georgia, just looking ahead, Miss State, Tennessee, Vandy, you know, you play at Louisville to end the season. There is a good chance that they could still win out and, you know, be a part of the mix for one of the Big Six bowls. We will see how that all shakes out. We're talking to Anna Maria Tarullo here on Dukes and Bell about Kentucky and the big game on Saturday. By the way, we mentioned this. Game day is going to be there again, guys. Quick turnaround. They were there for the Arkansas game. They'll be back. So it's going to be a great atmosphere in Athens this weekend. Let's talk about the secondary, because we saw Georgia go over the top against Auburn and make a couple of big plays. How good is this secondary, in your opinion, and is it a strength of the football team?
Extremely. There's a lot of experience back there. Defense has been sound at all three levels. You've got Yusuf Corker, who's a senior. The big names on defense that I would just have an eye on during the game would be Josh Pascal, DeAndre Square, and Yusuf Corker, especially Pascal. He's been playing all world. He was lights out against LSU, everywhere on the field, and against Florida he was big. And then Jaquez Jones, the Ole Miss transfer, I think after Florida game he got Walter Camp Defensive Player of the Week. So they're experienced and they're solid back there.
I know we heard some injuries. We talked about, I guess, Carl, yesterday. Great name, by the way, Octavius Oxendine. Also, Marquand McCall. But how big is Double O? Because he's out for this game.
Yeah, and he has been such a huge part of that defense. But he's going to come back this season. You know, I would look for Abule Abadi Fitzgerald. I think he'll be next man up. I think he'll perform well. I think the bigger the thing that Octavius Oxford, I'm sorry, he's out for the entire season. But I think the bigger hit for this game would be Bully McCall, Marquand McCall, the nose guard. He's just been the glue guy this season for that defense. He lost a lot of weight over the summer. He really improved since last year. And the two guys kind of splitting snaps taking over for him are Josiah Hayes and Justin Rogers. They're two of the biggest recruits that Kentucky football has had ever. Rogers is a five-star from Michigan. So they've been doing well in his place, but I would say that's the weaker point at nose guard there.
I'm curious about this, Anna, because you said you were a Georgia girl, went to Kentucky, and Because Kentucky, obviously, the basketball program in there is so big. Now, last year was a down year, but you know, they're talking about, you know, they're back, and they've got, you know, the five McDonald's All-Americans again. I'm curious, does it feel like it does? I mean, is the investment with the fans and everybody there saying, hey, we're 6-0, what's it feel like? Because we're usually talking about Kentucky basketball. Let's be honest.
Yeah, for sure. And that was, I think, one of the things that's been so shocking to see this season. I was working the Florida game, and the fans were so loud and raucous. The press box, it was shaking. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even know that that could happen at Kroger Field. I was like, this just happens at, like, Camp Randall. I thought this was just, like, right. A Wisconsin thing. Whole thing was shaking. They've had two sellout games in a row. That's Florida and LSU. And the BBN played such a big part in that Florida win, you know, with Florida's 8 false starts. I think 5 in the fourth quarter. So they played a big part. They've shown up, shown out, and are proud. I've never seen it like this. I don't think it's taking anything away from, like, basketball fanhood, but I've never seen the football energy there like it is now. And I really think it started over the summer when Liam Cohen came to town.
Well, as we said, Stoops is doing a hell of a job. You're putting guys in the NFL, too, doesn't hurt. That's a nice advertisement. We always think of, you know, Calipari gets every McDonald's All-American, but you guys are putting dudes in the NFL.
For sure. A lot of defense. I mean, Damon Davis.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen, lots of good guys. And then, of course, running back Benny Snell.
He was a good interview, by the way. Yeah. Snell was a great interview. We had him on a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He was a fun guy. Fun kid, man.
He is a fun guy. He's got a personality and a half.
Well,
definite fan favorite.
Definitely. Well, we're curious to see what happens on Saturday, and I'm glad the excitement is going to be on both ends. You know, a lot of times, you know, you go into these games and everybody's like, well, I don't know if we can win. I think Kentucky really feels like they're coming in here and they can win. We will see what happens. Anna Marie Tarullo, we appreciate your time today and filling us in on some of the stuff that's going on up there. Hey, good luck and continued success. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Mike, there's a lot of reasons to be excited,
right?
If you're a Kentucky fan. Here's the problem, and it's not an issue. I mean, it is, but it isn't. You're already exceeding the expectations. You start out 6-0, like she said, Kentucky, you know, fans are going nuts. But how you play against the upper echelons of the conference, right? Whether it's the Alabamas, the Floridas, that's why that win was obviously so big, the Georgias. You know, I'm here to tell you, I'm not saying they want to lose or they want to come in here and take an L, but if you're Kentucky, Mike, and you play Georgia close, it's almost like a win.
Yeah, and she was talking about that big blue wall, and I was looking up. They've got a couple of guys, at least on the depth chart, who are healthy for this game starting this week. They've got one dude named Darian Kennard, who's like 340. They got some big dudes, man, on this team. Yeah, he is 6'5", 342, playing the right tackle. They've also got some guys, I think the average size on it is about 315. So it's what you'd see, but they do have a couple of dudes that are some pretty big hombres that Georgia will have to match up with. But, again, it's not a knock on Kentucky. As we said, Mark Stoops is doing an amazing job, but Georgia's got too much talent and too much depth, and I think they're going to cover that 22. 22 and a half, 22.
I hear you working. You want to put it on tape so everybody can go, no, it was 23.
Let the record reflect. Let it be written. Let it be so that Chris has it as 22.
All right, man. Derek Schiller is going to join us. He is the CEO of our Atlanta Braves. Braves await the winner of tonight's matchup. It's a game 5, Dodgers-Giants. We'll talk to Derek Schiller coming up. We are celebrating our Braves getting back to the NLCS. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. President and CEO Derek Schiller on the line with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. And, Derek, you've been with the Braves now 17, 18 years. You've seen a lot of great baseball. How special has this season been?
Unbelievably special. Thank you guys, first of all, for having me. As you said, 18 years, 20 years ago, we were in our last LCS other than last year, where we were sort of in that modified 60-game schedule, and we played at a neutral site. So this will be my first time where we've had fans in the building for a league championship series since I've been here. And I think, like everybody else in Atlanta and throughout this whole region, we're extremely excited about it.
Yeah, Derek, I know you're a marketing genius. When are we going to do the pearl necklace giveaway? When is that going to go with Jock Peterson?
Well, thank you for that title and anointment, first of all. I'm not sure I deserve that, but I appreciate it. You know, actually, believe it or not, if fans are coming out for the ballgame, we were able to obtain what I'm understanding, a few thousand of these pearl necklaces. So you can come by the Team Gear shop and buy one and support Jock Peterson. So
nice.
That will be in full display. And I know there's also a couple things going on. There's some of the more famous statues around town are being adorned with pearl strands as well, as I've heard.
It's Derek Schiller, guys. He is the president and CEO of our Atlanta Braves. All right, let's talk about tickets because people are asking us. I was at the orthopedist today, and literally I walked in. Guy goes, hey, you got tickets? I'm like, dude, I'm not here for that. You know, everybody's asking.
Right.
So, Derek, what's the ticket situation, and where can fans go, and how does it look for our home games?
Tell your orthopedist, first of all, to take care of whatever he's working on. And then as far as the tickets, it's really what I would encourage people to do is, obviously, the scenarios get dictated by what happens tonight in the San Francisco Giants and Dodgers game. But obviously, we want fans to jump in and support the team regardless of when those games are. There's two scenarios, right? So if we play Los Angeles, we will play home games this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. They're likely to be evening home games. If we play San Francisco, we will go on the road, play those first two home games at their ballpark, and then we'll return home for Tuesday, Wednesday, and if necessary, Thursday and on. And again, those are probably late afternoon or more than likely evening games as well. So, you know, you can't go wrong either way. And, you know, instead of tweeting about this from your basement, we say, let's go. Let's bring it out. Get to the ballpark and get your pearl necklace and let's go. We're ready.
Right on, brother. It is a Derek Schiller, guys, the honcho and El Jefe for the Braves here. Join us on the wait4.com hotline. Yeah, man, I know it stinks because people like me, I want to do it, but I mean, if I'm on the air, I can't go mid-afternoon. So I really hope in Sunday. By the way, do you have any preference? Carl was doing the math. Even though we think we don't want the Dodgers, we did a better against the Giants head-to-head. Do we actually match up against the Dodgers in a lot of statistical categories?
I think so. I mean, you know, when you look at both teams, they're obviously – you know, two teams that have both won over 100 games, so they're extremely talented. Each of them have their respective strengths and weaknesses, and I think, you know, for us, we can't really focus right now on what we can't control. And so we're going to watch tonight's game. We're going to get prepared for either scenario. I'm not sure that I have a preference personally. I'm just really happy that we're in the LCS, and it's been 20 years since we've had fans here to enjoy that. And oh, by the way, today, as I sit here speaking to you, as long as we're doing, you know, back in time, you know, today is 29 years to the day of the Sid Bream slide.
Wow.
In the LCS of 1992, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, I tweeted out, Carl, a picture of one of those old Braves bottle openers you used to be able to buy, like when you check out from Home Depot. We had Skip Carey on, this is years ago, Carl, from spring training, and we had the bottle opener, like, Braves win, Braves win! And Skip's like, you know, I make like 2 cents off every one of those. But where were you, Derek, when Sid slid?
Well, I wasn't with the Braves, unfortunately, and I was actually just getting out of college when that was happening. So, if you could believe that, so
yeah.
You know, it's been a while, and you know, I think though, as we fast forward, as we sit here today, you think about all the fan support that we've had. We're second in the league in attendance this year, behind only the Dodgers, who have, you know, a seating capacity significantly more than Truist Park. So the fans have already shown up in earnest throughout and supported us. It's been terrific ballpark experience. The Battery has obviously helped that. You come early, you stay late, you have a good time. And, you know, this is going to be a rocking atmosphere. And you know, one of the things that I think everybody here can do is, as fans of the Braves, is we can hopefully make sure that no Dodgers or Giants fans, whichever one we face, are in that ballpark. And that could be the best way that you could support the team and obviously have a good time in doing so.
Braves.com/tickets. One last thing, Derek, we know you got to run. There will be watch parties, right, for the away games.
For sure, yeah. So obviously the Battery lends itself to doing that. We're going to have watch parties at all of our away games, and, you know, in fact, even the home games. You can come here into the plaza and watch the games. We'll have it on the big video board. We're going to open up, as capacity dictates, we'll open up a whole bunch of things, including potentially even the Chop House. So it'll be a festive atmosphere, whether we're out there in California or here and doing our thing here at Truist Park. And we're just excited about it. I appreciate all your support all year long. You guys have been fantastic in supporting us, and as have the fans. And, you know, it's a time for all of us to rally together. This is a great thing for our community, and you know, I think we just all should be proud of the efforts that our guys have had there on the field. They persevered, and you know, let's go. I mean, we're ready to go, and ready to have some fun and see what happens, and hopefully make it to the World Series.
Right, we're in it, man. Let's win it. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. President and CEO of our Atlanta Braves. Again, braves.com/tickets if you want to check that out. And the watch parties, because that gives you a chance to go check out and be at the Battery to take in the games, even during the away game. So I think that's really cool, and that's an atmosphere that, you know, you're around other Braves fans and you're taking it all in. So I think that's really neat. As far as, you know, those numbers, we'll get back into that a little bit later on as part of our strong arm story of the day as we await the winner of tonight's game five. Now, Chris, I just saw this. Is there a pitching change for this game tonight?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm not Chris, but yes, Chris, there is, isn't there?
There is. So the guy who was originally supposed to start, Uranus, as Carl likes to call him,
yeah.
Julio Urias, has been replaced by former Brewers closer Corey Knebel, who has made some open starts, in air quotes, before.
Interesting.
And they said that it is not injury-related, and they will use Urias out of the pen.
First off, I don't understand this. Is this all about the lefty-righty nonsense?
I believe so. I mean, I just saw this, and I thought it was like a misprint. I was like, okay, that can't be. Because,
right.
Listen, Urias is really good. To start him in this game five, the Dodgers were not fearing anything. When you make a change like this, I think you're looking again. Maybe you're doing too much, Mike. You know, sometimes you just let guys go, and they get the job done. But to have him available out of the bullpen, because if it's not injury, then that means he still could pitch tonight. But I did find that interesting. That's interesting, Chris.
Because yeah, Chris, I'm just reading. I'm trying to get as much information on this. It is about the matchups. I guess they felt that because yep. All right, so Dave Roberts overthinking it again, Carl, for those who are wondering where this might go. Interesting. I know he's getting killed right now in L.A. I'm reading some of the tweets.
So if you go back to their previous couple playoff appearances, mm-hmm. they did use him out of the bullpen, and mm-hmm. his numbers are really good. I think he has something like a 1.8 ERA.
Well, they used him against us last year when we played him out of the bullpen. He was lights out.
But a guy who's 20-3 with a 2.96 ERA, this is not the guy you want on the bump?
I would. I had no reservations seeing the pitching matchup this morning and going, Dodgers are good. They're going to be in this game. Now, I find this as a curious move, and is this maybe an overreaction? We're going to see. Guys, if Dodgers lose, this is going to be the first thing people point to. I guarantee you.
I apologize for not knowing this off the top of my head. The Giants are that heavy right-handed, too?
Their lineup?
As far as their lineup? I'm trying to get the logic on this one.
Yeah,
I know we can come out of the bullpen, but what if Neville gives up the farm in the first two innings?
Well, that's the thing, Mike. I mean, you know, you can't get to the seventh and have a shot if you don't, you know, survive the first four or five innings. I'm with you on this. This is a very curious move by the Dodgers. If you're just joining us, we talked to Derek Schiller, but there's been a pitching change for tonight, which is, it's not, you know, listen, it happens. But usually you're so vested in the guys you're going to go with. This would be like Snit going, no, we're not going to go Charlie Morton. You know what? I'm going to start Smiley instead tonight. And really, you know, that's the example. Now, again, the numbers don't correspond to that. But the point is, you go from one of your best starters to a guy that you go, all right, he's not as good. So what's the reasoning behind it?
Posey bats right. I'm looking at this. Crawford bats right. Posey bats left. Okay, I'm just trying to figure work me through this, Chris. I'm working the problem. Yeah, Crawford bats left.
So
LaGoria bats right. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, according to one of their beat reporters, where I first saw this come down from, that the Giants have been stacking the hitters right-handed. So you figure maybe that plays into it as well. And I also think what could play into it is, like you said, if something goes wrong in the early innings, you have a stopper there ready to go, as opposed to if Urias gives it up in the early innings, then you would have to turn to pure bullpen arms. It's definitely a curious decision.
Yeah. No, I was all in to taking on the Giants. I tweeted it yesterday, and then Carl hit me with some next-level information today to start the program, that maybe the Dodgers are a better matchup for us, which seems like a bit incredulous. But and we'll do this again at 5:40 when we go around the yard. But, yeah, some interesting numbers.
It is. All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bill. We got plenty more to dive into. Hey, Mike, let's have some fun. Guy Talk's on the way, man.
Yeah, man. I got some guy talk for you involving wieners.
What?
Tube steaks.
Huh?
Hot dogs. when does the level of hot dog consumption go up in Athens? There's some interesting factoids as provided by the university. We'll dive into these earth-shattering numbers next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah, man, on a Thursday. And, of course, our Thursdays are better than most people's Saturdays, baby. That's how we roll on Dukes and Bell. Some guy talk brought to you by Hoots Wings, Chicken Wings, and other things. Three locations around Metro Atlanta. Over there off the Beltline in Reynolds Town for you hipsters. Also over in Decatur where it's greater off Church Street and up in P Street Corners. Look for the orange awning and get your different combinations of wings and your Dukes and Bell Hey Man Ale, HootsWings.com. All right, buddy, speaking of food, nothing like a noon start for Georgia football fans. And, you know, maybe you don't have time to put in the full tailgate. Maybe you're a member of the student body and you didn't really have breakfast. And then you throw in the fact, Carl, that for the last home game against Arkansas this year, the athletic director, Josh Brooks, who really came from the money-making side of the athletic department, knows you got to prime the pump. They dropped concession prices. So guess what happened against the hot dogs concessions during the Auburn game? Georgia fans overwhelmed them the way they overwhelmed Arkansas. Hot dog sales, according to the AD, Josh Brooks. And by the way, thanks to JT, who's a buddy of mine, went to UGA. I got this story from the Athens Banner-Herald. Dog fans ate a record 13,000 hot dogs during the Arkansas game at Sanford Stadium 2 weeks back.
It's a lot of dogs. Pardon
That's
the pun.
A lot of wieners. That's a lot of tube steaks. You know, it's like I tweeted out the image. It's pretty funny. I've got a hot dog eating contest when I tweeted that out yesterday. But so I guess lower concession prices plus a noon start equals Wiener Palooza out there in Athens. Previous record was over 7,000 hot dogs, according to the athletic department.
Do we know what they just lowered the overall price?
Yeah, I think I've told you my last Georgia game was actually at Bobby Dodd. It was the Georgia Tech game.
Yeah.
Of course, it wasn't played last year. And I was, you know, what a difference 2 years makes, right? 2 years ago, I walked down Fifth Street and I went over to Georgia Tech to watch the game.
True.
But, yeah, my first Georgia game didn't get to go last year. But, yeah, they've lowered the concession prices across the board. Remember, they got fresh ice makers, so you don't have the stinky ice now. So a lot of good things are happening at Sanford Stadium.
All right, man. Listen,
I have a question for you guys. Who would win a hot dog eating contest among the station?
Ooh. I'd definitely throw my weight in there, and I'd put my hat in that ring, Carl.
Chuckery? You think he could put that?
Jarvis, now, just in case you wonder, Chris, years ago, Carl and I, we did a broadcast from Turner Field. The old then it was Turner Field.
Yeah.
And they had did the Burgerizza, which was like, you know, every stadium, you know, does that over-the-top, outlandish, giant, you know, 16,000-calorie food item, which nobody orders. But this one was like, it was like burgers and it was like pizzas for the bun, right, Carl?
It was
and we bet Jarvis was going to win like $500 if he ate the whole thing.
Well, yeah, and he made the mistake, and Chris, you've seen Jarvis now. He's a big man, but he made the mistake of eating a bunch of other foods before he ate the burgerizza. And so he gets there, and somewhere, I got to find it, Mike. It's on tape somewhere. And we recorded the whole thing, and we gave him a certain, you know, it was like a food eating contest. We gave him a set amount of a time.
He had like to 10 to minutes, this right? It was 10 or 15 minutes.
And boy, he's struggling with this thing.
I mean, and to be in Jarvis's defense, I mean, the pizza was horrible. It was like, it was cardboard. But he made the mistake of
eating. For $500, though?
But he had like two brats like 2 hours before. I was like, dude.
And ribs.
Empty your stomach, Jarvis. You
know, and ribs. But anyway, I would say, I don't know. I think Chuck. Maybe I don't know.
I think I could do it. I think I could take it down.
How many hot dogs?
I'm not going to dip the hot dog bun in the water. That's just gross. But I mean, I don't know. I could.
You think you can eat 10?
Standard hot dog? I think I'd throw 10. I could throw down 10.
With the bun and everything?
Yeah, with the bun, man.
Wait, but if you're not going to dip it in the water, I mean, Mike, you're really putting yourself beyond the eight ball.
I'm not doing a hot dog eating contest. I'm just going to eat 10 hot dogs. I'm not going to sit there and like, blah, 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 and gout. I want to put mustard on it, Carl. I'm just saying, I'm capable of eating 10 hot dogs in a sitting. I know when I used to live in Midtown and I go to Quick Trip, I could definitely polish off 5 of those hot dogs at night.
Yeah, I would say for sure 5, right? But you're adding the bread. That's the thing. If you're just eating the hot dogs, you could obviously, you know, take down a bunch more. But Chris, you've sidebarred us now.
Yeah,
the dogs are great at in Athens, and
yeah,
the price is less.
Chris, I got a story about another kid sleeping with a teacher in Alabama, and you're sidetracking me with this hot dog eating contest. Hey, on to over the state line, Carl. Normally we have these stories, and again, Carl and I, for the record, we find these stories horrible and offensive. When a young male student somehow hooks up with a teacher, it's terrible and should never be condoned or made fun of. But a 43-year-old Alabama high school secretary was arrested for allegedly having sex with a student over in Elba, Alabama, which is, quite honest, in godforsaken middle of nowhere, Alabama.
Well, she was bored, Mike.
Well, Martha Pope, but here's what makes it interesting. An employee with Elba.
Her name's Martha?
Martha. She, now, I will say, I will post this because it's already out there. The New York Post has the story. I'm reading
how
this.
How old is Martha?
She is 43.
Okay.
The kid was 16. The alleged incident took place between
Aren't
her
they
and
always 16?
16-year-old male student. Let's just say that she was the male student would be receiving the sexual act, if that makes any sense for kids.
Well, of course it does. Yes.
Earmuffs. But anyway, what makes this interesting is she's a blonde, has like librarian glasses, and she's not like got that usual disconsolate face one would post in the mugshot. She's kind of got like a grin like, yeah, I did it. from the WAFF.com website here, which I presume is WAFF 48, on your side, Carl, in Southern Alabama. Or L.A., Lower Alabama. But the police are on this. The Elba cops are on the case. Coffee County, I should say. Coffee County Sheriff Deputy Ronnie Whitworth said that she turned herself into authorities, was held on $5,000 bond. But the Elba police are going to handle this here investigation, Carl.
Yeah, remind me.
County wants nothing to do with it. Elba, you got that.
Of course they do. Remind me to tell you that story was soon or later about the secretary. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, anyway, I will post the link to the story so you can judge. But again, my father always said, if you ever get arrested, you know, smile at your mugshot. So if you just, this is before the internet, of course. So if you were just, you know, blasting through a newspaper and you saw a picture and a guy smiling, it didn't look like anything bad. When you're scowling or look like you're stoned, that's going to draw attention. That was my father's point. She's got a bemused grin on her face at the mugshot. She stands 5'4", Carl.
Well, maybe she was happy, Mike.
Hold on, let me just
maybe
retweet this.
Maybe she was happy.
Let me just retweet this. So I get it. Because no sooner, I got to get to the closing bell and all this other stuff, but guys going to be like, where's
said,
the story, man?
You said she was a secretary for what? Like just for
at the
school?
At the high school.
Okay, yeah. So this was the person that you probably went in and said, I'm late, can I get a pass?
Yeah,
or something
but,
like that,
but
right?
She doesn't look like the secretary in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you know, the one with the pencils in her hair. Like, I'm just saying, knowing our audience, I think there's a portion of our audience.
Her name is Martha, though.
There is a portion of our audience that would go, hell yeah, take a shot. I just know how you guys are, man. Hey, let's hit the closing bell, see if we made any loot today. Hey, man, let's see here. As the computer refreshes on my TV, survey says Dow Jones was up 534. S&P was up 74. Better than expected earnings reports from a number of folks, Carl, got the market on the right side. NASDAQ was up 251. Closing bell here on Dukes and Bell, brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions. Guys, if you own a small business or maybe you're just a regular John Q. Public and you screwed up, you didn't pay the taxes, tomorrow is like the day after you had your six-month extension, and that's over. Get ahead of the program. Get the IRS off your back. Go to AllianceTaxSolutions.com. Hey, birthdays. Usher is 43 today.
Happy birthday, Usher.
Ralph Lauren, a.k.a. born as Ralph Lifshitz, is 82 today, Carl.
Okay, you just like saying that.
It's just funny because my dad, again, second time I mentioned my dad in the update. My dad used to laugh like when you see like those. Remember when polo really exploded in the 80s and everybody was wearing polo?
For sure.
My dad would be like, you know,
you know, like Polo by Lifshitz. My old man just had to say that. It's just, he's a Ralph Lauren. Stephen A., quite frankly, I wonder if he got himself a cookie puss. He's 54 today, Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, I saw something earlier. Somebody had sent him out, one of, you know, somebody famous or something that sent him a happy birthday. So, yeah, man, 50 what, 52?
54. And again, 54. We get on his case when things go sideways, but, hey, we support everybody's hustle. Let's all make some money in this world. Jared Goff turns 27 today.
He's got a
coach who's crying. What a difference a year makes.
I know.
Remember, like on a Hard Knocks, that beautiful wife. He's got that little pitch and putt golf course at the back of the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, it was sweet. That was a sweet hookup.
Now you're in Detroit. The Beirut of the Midwest. Seven-time All-Star. This is for guys of a certain age like Carl and I. Al Oliver is 75 today from the Pirates.
Oh, wow.
Remember 70, that dude?
Yeah, man. That was the great Pirates teams. Yeah. That late 70s. Yep. You know, into the early 80s, Pirates
won a World Series. He wasn't there for the We Are Family, but he was there with Roberto Clemente for their World Series in 71.
See your players give all that they have and you lose that way, it's tough.
I hear you. Just, and I always get a kick when I see a name like that. I had Oliver's autograph back in the day. Hey, NFL Hall of Famer Charlie Joyner is 74 today. Yeah. All those great years with the Chargers.
Yeah, he was great, man. One of the all-time best, too. Charlie Joyner, he was a good player.
Yeah, man. Joe Girardi is 57, now the manager of the Phillies. Jim Jackson is 51. Who was the love triangle with him and
Braxton, Tony Braxton.
Tony Braxton. Was it Chris? Was it Jason Kidd?
It was Kidd. It was J.J.
Okay.
J.J. He frequents Atlanta a lot, so I had to be careful. He was like, man, I heard you talking about me again.
No, I mean, it just, sorry, Jim. We had Jim. We always have Jim on to talk college basketball.
Jimmy's a good dude, man. But, yeah, it was Jimmy Jackson, and it was, who was
Jason
the third?
Kidd?
Yeah, but there was a third person. I'm trying to think of who that was.
Wow, there's three guys hitting that? I mean, involved
would
in
you
that?
Stop it? There was three guys involved in the attempt to make her theirs. That's what I will say.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there were three. And the name will come to me. I'll tell you when we come back.
Okay, man. I'm just thinking. I'm trying to think who was on that Mavericks team back then. Hey, man, George Floyd would have been 48 today, Carl. Obviously, the protest last year after the shocking images emerged, Officer Derek Chauvin sentenced to 22 and a half years in the murder of George Floyd. Also born today, when we were kids, Roger Moore was the first James Bond I saw, and then you saw Sean Connery. You're like, oh, he's much better than Roger Moore. But Roger Moore, I think, deserves a little respect as Bond.
Yes, he does.
And the Spy Who Loved Me, right?
It was Jamal Mashburn, I believe, is who I was missing. Okay. I thank you, Chris. That's who
I was. Was it Roy Tarpley?
No, it was not. It was not.
Hey, man, Bob Kuchenberger of the old Dolphins, six-time Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl winner. He's also born today. William Penn, he started Pennsylvania. Eisenhower, also born today. Ike, who had to keep everybody in line during World War II with the Allies. And there you go. Hey, man, there's your guy talk on a Thursday.
Hey, we got the Falcon Report coming up. Our coach said something, and I think you might have missed it, but it told me a lot about who he is. It's coming up next.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.